What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about NBA players basically not coming out saying who they think is overrated, but based on their voting, you could tell who they think is overrated. And I forgot this YouTuber. I think it's AM Sports, if I'm not mistaken, but he's very animated and really like what he does. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop. Let's get into it. Who NBA players say, or NBA players say who they think is overrated. All right, let's get into it.
Voting is awesome because the NBA actually shows us the votes. We get to see who the players, fans, and media like and don't like. Turns out NBA players don't respect Trae Young very much, but fans do. Don't even get started on Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins. So I want to run down the biggest agreements and disagreements. Russell Westbrook is really interesting, but I know some NBA players don't take this seriously. Dennis Smith Jr. got a vote, but they do take it serious for the best players.
Hold up, though. I got to stop for a second. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Shouts out to Dennis Smith Jr., who's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. We hope he stays in the league as long as he can. Let's go.
We are only looking at who actually got real votes. A big disagreement was Kyrie Irving, ranked first in the East backcourt with players, first for fans, fourth with media.
Let me plug that in. Media definitely doesn't like it, but Kyrie Irving is a magician on the court. When he's on the court, he is the magic man. He's a magician. So I think fans and players got it right. But media, that's the thing. Media judges, they don't judge you solely by what you do on the court. They also judge you by your off-court, you know, issues or antics. And they throw that in as well. And the media gets in their feelings. Let's keep it moving.
Shows the media has a bias. They would rather have Jaylen Brown and Tyrese Halliburton over Kyrie. Yes, he was out for 8 games, suspended for being a distraction, but on the court, he's been amazing. An efficient 27 points and 5 assists. I said on my all-star picks, don't love him as a guy, but he is playing great. Other players love Kyrie and respect his game. He's popular with fans, but the media...
Anybody who doesn't respect Kyrie's game doesn't respect basketball. Let's keep it moving.
Media has it out for him. Next, Kyle Kuzma. 7th with fans, 16th with players, 0 media. He didn't get any votes. Kuz has been awesome. 22 points, 8 boards. But he's only popular for being a Laker with LeBron James.
He has been
dating
awesome.
Celebrities. Remember when LeBron said Kuz had to be the 3rd best Laker to win a chip? Turned out to be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Can he stand out on a team with stars at his position like LeBron and AD? Apparently not. So players think this year is overrated. Our first agreement is LeBron James. First with fans, second with players, second with the media. Everyone had LeBron and Jokic 1 and 2. It's not just LeBron's longevity. No one has been this good at this age except for maybe Kareem. 30 points.
Let me plug in real quick. I wouldn't put LeBron as second in the league right now. I would say it's Jokic and Giannis. And I don't know, like, the thing is LeBron, what he does now doesn't really affect winning. So I will put Luka third. I would say and probably Embiid fourth. Yeah. I don't know if I even got LeBron in the top five because, yeah, he's putting up crazy numbers, but you still got to win ball games.
It's 9 boards, 7 assists. This is not a pity vote. He really is that good. You know how LeBron's going to pass Kareem for all-time points? Well, he just tied Kareem for most all-star games with 19. Next year, he will beat Kareem with the most all-stars ever. But fans and players disagree on Nikola Jokic. First for the players, second yes. for fans, first for media. So players are finally admitting Jokic is better than LeBron James. Yes. I am shocked because Jokic hasn't gotten that respect.
And let me plug in real quick. I hate to keep cutting him off. Fans are only saying that about Jokic because he's in Denver and his game isn't super sexy. You know, it isn't really exciting, you know, as like a Ja Morant or, you know, a Zion Williamson, for example. Let's keep it moving.
Two MVPs. There is something about European players that takes longer to embrace, but Jokic is finally there. But no one agrees on Trae Young. Fifth by the fans, 12th with players, zero media. Trae is one of the most hated guys in the league relative to his popularity with fans. It's actually been a sad downfall. In his breakout second year, Trae was number one with fans, number three by players, number two by media.
Eastern Conference Finals.
He fell to 6th fans, 11th players, 6th media. Even though he's putting up huge numbers, players don't respect it. Here's who players think is better than Trae. LaMelo Ball.
And that's my point about LeBron. Even though he's putting up huge numbers, they're not winning. So I can't totally respect it.
DeMar DeRozan, Tyrese Haliburton, James Harden, Darius Garland, Jalen Brunson, Zach LaVine, Jalen Brown, and Drew Holiday. You would think 27 points, 10 assists ball, is baby. Enough, but I think it's deeper than that. Ever since Trae came into the league, he has disrespected guys, like dribbling through their legs. Now, rumors come out he is hard to play with and bothering his coach. Zach Lowe talked to Kevin Huerter and asked what it was like playing with Trae. And you would think he would give the nice answer to the media and say, oh, it was great. But instead, he was pretty direct.
It is a double-edged sword. It's you're similar to Luka and Trae. They're just, it's sometimes
we're traded for each other.
You know, there's not much you can fall back on when everything is centric and a lot of your offense is dictated over the success of one guy. And so there was times, obviously, there was frustration.
So if he's saying that to the media, imagine what guys are saying behind the scenes. So who do players respect? Spencer Dinwiddie, 23rd with fans, but 9th by the players, zero media. Who knew Dinwiddie was this popular? Maybe players know something. Right when Luka rolled his ankle against the Suns, Spencer saved the team, dropping 36 points and 9 dimes. They also respect Bam Adebayo.
I like 11th Bam.
11th with fans, but 5th by players, zero media. So according to players, Bam is one of the most underrated guys in the NBA. This shows how much of a popularity contest fan voting is. Guys ahead of Bam, according to fans, I get some of these names, but Kyle Kuzma, Paolo Banchero, Nick Claxton. The biggest snub was Joel Embiid. The East front court is Giannis, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum. But the biggest players disagreed. If it was up to them, the starters would be Giannis, KD, and Embiid with Tatum off the bench. Fans had the same one and two.
Yeah, let me plug in. I definitely said, how the hell, screw it, how the fuck can the leading scorer in the NBA not be a motherfucking starter? Let's keep it moving.
But the media loves Jason Tatum. He's the best player in the East front court. Better than Giannis.
In the league
if it was up to the media, Kevin Durant would be on the bench. However you feel about this, I'll tell you what they're probably thinking. Advanced stats love Tatum, and the media loves advanced stats. And he's only missed 3 games all year. Embiid has missed 4 times as many games. Yep. But players know how dominant Joel is when they have to go up against him. So they respect him, Giannis, and KD over Tatum. But they don't respect Klay Thompson as much as fans.
Wow.
5th for fans, 25th by the players. It's the exact same thing with Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney. The only Warrior ever everybody respects is Steph Curry. Klay has been really good this season, but if you ever hear people say Warrior fans are annoying, this is the kind of thing they're talking about. But the other snub was Domantas Sabonis. Ninth by fans,
he's balling
fifth
out.
By players, but third by the media. That means reporters value Sabonis over Zion. Zion got the third front court spot along with LeBron and Jokic. The media, though, thought it should be LeBron, Jokic, and Sabonis. They really
were... Let me plug in. The Kings are third in the league right now, man. A lot of people were sitting there saying, oh, this Tyrese Halliburton, Domantas Sabonis trade, what were they thinking? That's what they were thinking. They're third in the West right now. And, yo, Pacers were looking good with Tyrese Halliburton, who was leading the league in assists, if still not. But ever since he got hurt, they started dropping. Let's keep it moving.
Respect what the Kings have done. Third in the West, the number one offense that runs through Domas, averaging 8 assists as a center. But when you look at his last 2 All-Star games, Sabonis was the last pick in the draft in 2020, third to last in 2021. He's just a guy who has to play beyond great to get the respect he deserves. But the ultimate example of overrated is Russell Westbrook. 6th by the fans, 18th by the players. No matter how he plays, Russ will always be popular with fans, but players in the media see the truth, except for this one reporter.
Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out your opponents multiple times. Do you anticipate doing them, or is it just a second nature to you?
You know, the way you explain it, you need to be around more often.
She obviously has Russ.
Hold up, man. I gotta stop. I love Russell Westbrook's reaction, but this is the thing why fans probably love Russell Westbrook. He never cheats the game. He plays hard, man, every single night, man. And there's some dudes that just take off too many nights and they're getting paid a shit ton, which I can't respect, which is a sense of entitlement. Let's keep it moving.
One. But the other big agreements were Giannis and Donovan Mitchell being deserved starters, Ja Morant and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ranked 3rd and 4th in the West backcourt. So everybody thought it was Steph and Luka at starter, but nobody thought Ja or SGA should start the All-Star game. Now, we talked about Kyle Kuzma being overrated when it comes to players.
Let me plug in again. I had Ja Morant and Luka, not because Steph Curry he was out too many games. I feel like Ja Morant should have been a starter. His Steph should come off the bench. Keep it moving.
The league, but he is having a really good season this year.
He is.
And something else he did off the court is shutting all of his haters down. People who think he's overrated, people who think he's too Hollywood, he is proving them all wrong. Check it out.
I agree, man. Kyle Kuzma is having a real good year over there at Washington. Trae Young, he's definitely overrated. Look at his squad. Look what he's had over the last couple of years come through Atlanta. And they just got Sadiq Bey. So if they don't start winning games with Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, John Collins, Sadiq Bey, Clint Capella, Hunter? DeAndre Hunter, I think his name is. And whoever else they got? I mean, come on, man. Come on. So, yeah. I like this cat, AM Hoops. He's very animated. He does this thing. I'm definitely not as animated as him. Maybe I'll get there one day. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.